We are continuing today in Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11. Today is Wednesday, the 15th of Cheshvan, November 9th. And the Ramchal is continuing in the Midas Hanikios and really focusing heavily on theft and really highlighting the idea that Gezel is something that impacts so many of us without us even realizing that we've been impacted. So Ramchal writes as follows, V'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Ela Be'emuna. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants honest people. V'chinu Omer Emunim Notzar Hashem V'omer Pischu Sh'arim V'yavo Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim V'omer Einai B'nemnei Eres L'Sheves Imadi V'omer Einecha Halo Emuna. So the Ramchal quotes a series of psukim highlighting that the Midah of Emuna, and in this context Emuna doesn't really mean faith, but really emuna means honest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the trait of honesty from people. Va'af Iyov heyed al asma va'amar im tita ashuri mine haderech va'achar ene chalok libi v'chapai davak mo'um. So the Ramchal explains this. What he's focusing on over here is this last piece of Iyov's statement, that Iyov essentially says that, you know, I didn't follow the desires of my heart and I didn't follow that which my eyes saw, because had I done so, things would have stuck to my palms, things would have stuck to my hands. And the Ramchal explains this in a very beautiful way. He says, V'habet yofi ha-mashal hazeh. See how beautiful this mashal is. Kidima hagezel habilti nigle kadavar hamistabek biyada adam. So the Ramchal says Iyov is giving the mashal that he's explaining theft, but sometimes it's theft that's not even known or theft that's not even revealed. He compares it to something that sticks to the hands of man. Meaning what? Shafa pi she'in ha'adam holik l'chatchila litol also v'nishar davik me'ilav sosof biyadu. You know, something that's very sticky, even if it's not your intention to go ahead and have it stick to your hand, it sticks to your hand, memela, right? It just sticks to your hand. If it's sticky, whether you had intention or not, it's going to stick to your hand. Kina davra zeh. The same thing is with theft. He says, Sha'af shelo ye adam holik v'gozal mamish, kashu hu shiyu yadav rekanios memela legamrei. So this is incredible. He says that sometimes the way it works with theft, and we've seen so many examples of this, since there are so many things which constitute theft that I didn't even know actually are theft, it's almost as if it sticks to my hand, even though I didn't have intention to pick it up. I didn't have intention to steal. I didn't have intention to kind of be connected to theft. But because, unfortunately, it's so easy to transgress, it's like stuck to my hand, even though I didn't have intention for it. Amnam be'emes kolzen nimshak mashatachas heyos halev moshal be'inayim shelo yaniach lihios noim lohem es shalachirim ha'inayim moshchim es halev levakish heterim amashinira lohem yofa v'nechmad. So this is really an incredible idea. Shamcha writes over here, that what is this a result of? In other words, if we look at theft, and we look at the challenge of theft, so what is it that allows this dynamic to occur? So the Ramchal says the reason it occurs, and this is incredible, he says, because we allow the heart to rule over the eyes. Shelo yaniach lios noyim lohem heshalachirim ha'inayim moshchem esalev levakish heterim amashnir lohem yafa v'nechmat. So the idea is, what happens? I see something, I want it. And instead of going ahead and allowing my heart or my mind to say, well, look, it's not mine, so because it's not mine, I can't have it, I allow the desires of the heart to rule over my eyes and to rule over my intellect, and therefore again, I create heterim. I create, you know, I make a heter. I create a sense of permissiveness for myself to go ahead and take or enjoy something that's not my own. But even subconsciously, it's not that I'm going over and taking something that doesn't belong to me, but I'm allowing myself certain liberties that ultimately result in theft. Alkin Amar Iyov Shuhu Lokin Asa V'lohalach Libo Achar Inov. Therefore, interestingly, Iyov writes, I did not allow my eyes, or my, excuse me, V'lohalach Libo Achar Inov. He did not allow his heart to follow his eyes. Alkin Lo Davak Bekapov Mu'um. So because he did not allow his heart to rule over his eyes, or ultimately, again, he says, he did not allow his heart to follow his eyes. In other words, just because he saw something and he wanted it, he did not go ahead and immediately follow those desires. Therefore, it did not result in theft. So The truth is, there are two things. There are two things that really the Ramchal is highlighting over here. Two dynamic ideas. One idea, says the Ramchal, is the nature of theft itself. That I see something and I want it. I see something and I want it. The eyes see and I want. Now, what's supposed to happen is there's supposed to be a mechanism. That mechanism is the heart. That mechanism is the mind, where it says, you know what? I know that I want it, but it's not mine. It's not mine. And as such, I have to go ahead and restrain myself. That's issue number one. Issue number two is, if that process doesn't happen, and therefore, again, the eyes see, they want, and there's nothing to stop it, then ultimately theft occurs almost mamela, almost by itself. It's the sticky hand ish, right? It's going to stick to me in some way, because since I'm not vigilant and since I'm not mindful, I'm going to end up transgressing. Re'ena b'inyane ha'onah, kamanakehu la'adam lehispatos velikashel. See, he says in the world of onah, onah is the halachos of overcharging. See how easy it is to transgress the halachos of overcharging. Kasher l'chor yera l'sherai lo l'shtadol, li'apos chalasa b'inyane ha'onah, So remember, this is not the halacha shir. What Ramchal is pointing out over here is, in the world of business, he says, it's so easy to make one's merchandise look nicer than it actually is, or to go ahead and talk up his merchandise in the eyes of people. And after all, again, I justify this as being a good businessman, good business practices. He said, "V'yomer la'azeh yesh zaris v'niskar v'yad charutzim tiskar tashir." Remember, Chazal themselves say, if you want to make money, you got to work hard. You want to make money, you have to have zrizos, amnam. But if a person is not careful with the way he acts and what he does, the practices he engages in, instead of wheat, it'll sprout thorns. So again, here's where the Ramchal says it becomes even more complicated, because there is this fine line between being a good businessman who knows how to transact business in the right way, and being honest, and again, knowing how to talk up your merchandise without being dishonest about what it is that you're offering. And the Torah itself says a person is not supposed to go ahead and cheat another individual. You can't make old utensils look like new utensils. You can't go ahead and mix one stock of produce with another stock of produce. So here he's talking about mixing different types of produce together in order to make it look more attractive. Or he says, "V'karish shem Hashem shemos." And a person who does these things, God has names for such an individual. What are the names that Hashem has for such an individual? Aval, Sanui, Mishukatz, Chirem, To'eva. Literally, again, a person is called an abomination, despised, disgusting. Now, what Ramchal over here is describing, again, are business practices. And one could easily justify the performance of these practices in a variety of ways. But here comes Ramchal and says, don't do it. And again, I want to point out, Ramchal is not trying to give us a choshen mishpat shir over here. He's not trying to give us the halachos of business practices. He's trying to make a point that, remember, going back to the beginning of this, the midah of nikius requires me to be free of certain negative traits. But there are certain things that are so nuanced, and certain things that we do that we don't even realize that they're wrong. That's why the midah of nikius is so difficult. And that's why the Ramchal says, gezel, theft, is one of those things that so many people transgress, and they don't even realize that they have transgressed. Therefore, the Ramchal is sensitizing us to these things. Things that a person might say, that's being a shrewd businessman. That's being good. That's having good business practices. The Ramchal says, I got to be careful. Because sometimes what the world thinks is shrewd business practice can, in fact, chas v'shalom, be gezel. How careful and vigilant a person has to be. But I think the other piece, which I find so profound about this Ramchal, is how it's natural to see something and want it. But sometimes, again, my job is to say, okay, stop. I can't have it. The eyes see it, they want it. But that's where the heart, the mind have to come along and say, just because you want it, it's not yours to have. We'll stop over here for today. Shkai Chavan, wishing everyone a wonderful day.